Knowledge Products presents The United States at War, narrated by George C. Scott. This is World War II, Part 2.
On December 7th, 1941, the first extra of the Honolulu Star Bulletin read,
War! Oahu bombed by Japanese planes. President Roosevelt announced this morning that Japanese planes had attacked Manila and Pearl Harbor.
A second extra somewhat inaccurately added,
deaths over 400 on Oahu latest report. Tokyo announced a state of war with U.S. Japanese raids on Guam and Panama are reported. Oahu blackout tonight.
The third extra concluded,
martial law declared. Deaths are mounting. Over 400 killed here. Japan declares war.
America and Japan were indeed at war. But war between America and Germany was not automatic or inevitable. To this point, Hitler had carefully avoided such an outcome. Although there had been provocative naval skirmishes between U.S. battleships and German U-boats, Hitler had given no casus belli, no cause for war. Through an earlier alliance, Germany and Japan had combined as Axis powers. A strict interpretation of the terms of the Axis alliance, however, did not bind Germany to come to the aid of Japan. Yet Hitler now threw caution to the wind and declared war on the United States. Why did Hitler change his policy? Some suggest that the idea of a truly global struggle excited Hitler's imagination and sharpened his appetite for Wagnerian ventures.